Alrighty, everybody, we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. It's presented by Verizon. We're live from the home of the NFC East champions in 2012. That would be the Washington Redskins. We're here at Redskins Park. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning on Redskins.com, as well CSNWashington.com, along with former Redskin and Super Bowl champion Antoine Randall. I'm merely Chris Russell. We'll get back to your comments, tweets, and questions at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. I try and pump you up, my friend.
Yeah, you ain't got to do all that. Yeah, but don't you try to.
Did you know you're the only wide receiver to throw a touch? You knew that, right?
Yeah, that's, okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure my co-host feels good, man. Because I take up a lot of, the airtime. I figure I'd just pay homage to you.
It's cool.
It's cool, Chris, whatever your name. Ah, we had a couple of Russells in here before. So the Reds, we're getting loopy here because nobody slept. So the Redskins win 28-18 last night at FedEx Field. We'll host the Seattle Seahawks. Want to get, before we get to head coach Mike Shanahan here in a second, one of the issues that I think certainly will be debated and talked about a lot leading into Seattle was what Patrick Atherton asked about. And that was Robert Griffin III performing at 100% this week. Now, we're about to hear from Coach Shanahan.
No, he wasn't 100%.
Right, exactly. Now, when I asked Mike after the game, he said that Robert had not shown, I guess, the inability to run freely during practice. So I think they were a little thrown off by what they saw last night. Yet, even with him clearly not at 100% and still struggling with that brace, he was able to put together the 6-for-63 and the touchdown and the nice move around Pierre Garçon's block there in the corner of the end zone. So, it's just kind of a weird dynamic there.
Weird, but it's two things with that. What did they practice last week? Did they practice indoors?
Indoors Wednesday and Thursday.
So, for the most part, you're practicing indoors for the most part. Friday is not It's not the overhaul or overkill, if you will, in terms of really getting after it like it is on Wednesday and Thursday. So Friday, maybe he didn't really get into it, but if you're indoors Wednesday and Thursday, you can show a little bit more excitement in terms of getting up the field and running the ball with that brace on. That brace is a pretty large brace and goes all the way down around the calf area, so it's a little tough to be able to run. And when you get cold outside, that becomes the difference. Trying to get that knee loosened up and keeping it loose throughout the game. And, of course, when they started off slow in the way that they did, going three and out and getting off the field as many times as they did early on, that doesn't help. You got to be able to get that thing loose. But you could just tell he wasn't 100%. He wasn't where he needed to be in terms of getting up the field and being as effective as he was in previous games, but still was effective enough to, complete some balls, 50%, and still get up the field getting 60 yards on those six carries. So you got to give him credit to come out and still fight through and get it done. But again, it was a shock to us and also to the Redskins coaching staff that he just wasn't where they thought he was early in the week.
Absolutely. All right, let's bring in the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, who called the game last night, of course, with Sonny and Sam and Doc. And, Larry, the Redskins are NFC Eastern Division champions, and I know there's a lot of elation in the franchise. You got to get right back to work because of Seattle. We were just talking about Robert clearly not being at 100%. The passing game was a little off last night in terms of accuracy and some drops. Do you think, I guess, him not being at 100% maybe had something to do with that as well?
Well, I think, it's obvious that brace on his knee, and I can't tell you what percentage he is in terms of, 100% healthy, but that brace is a little confining for him. And the Cowboys did a good job of trying to take that pass underneath away. Redskins didn't go deep very often. I can't remember a single deep ball that they threw, at least, from my memory the day after. But when you've got something that's working as well as that running game, and I think the threat of Robert still, we saw it in Philadelphia last week. We saw it a little bit more last night that, he's got such great ball fakes that, those runs to the outside on that option are wide open. DeMarcus Ware completely bit a couple of times and obviously got a touchdown out of it, a couple of big runs. So for a guy that, has a brace on his leg and you say he's not 100%, he had a pretty good game running the football. And I do say this, his 102 passer rating to end the season, I do believe that breaks the rookie mark.
It does.
Held by Ben Roethlisberger. So, again, he does what he has to do to win. He's very smart, really takes care of the football. And he'll be another week better next week, and he's going to have to be because Seattle's got a great defense.
Well, Larry, in terms of the Redskins' defense, obviously Seattle has a running quarterback, a guy that can throw the ball and obviously get to the field, and Russell Wilson, who can make some big-time plays. How do you think they attack this offense, if you will? I mean, they got some threats outside, but they have a running game, Marshawn Lynch, but also the quarterback having the threat of running.
Well, Redskins have been practicing against, the option, so they certainly are familiar with how it works. And Russell Wilson is just an amazing guy. I mean, he's no taller than you or me, Antoine. I mean, he's probably about 5'10", 5'11". And we met him down at the Senior Bowl. He's a very impressive kid, very smart, and grew up a Redskin fan in Richmond, Virginia, ironically enough. And when he got picked up out there, he just took the reins and he took over the team. Even though they had Matt Flynn, they went out and spent a lot of money on him. Russell Wilson came in and said, hey, this is my job. It's not yours. So he's really done a good job. He's been very aggressive. They throw the ball downfield, and you're right. Marshawn Lynch, I think they do have a more dangerous running attack than the Cowboys. No doubt about that. It's something the Redskins are going to have to stop. But Seattle coming east, long trip. Redskins at home, and the crowd was, my ears are still ringing. I don't know about Russell, but my ears are still ringing from last night's game. It was so loud, and it was consistently loud. And I think, the city's on fire about this football team right now. And to have a home playoff game is just what the doctor ordered. And, we'll see what happens from there. I think this team hasn't over-celebrated again. I think the reaction in the locker room was certainly elation. Everybody's got those nice NFC East Championship hats that they're wearing around today, but they'll probably put those away tomorrow and Wednesday to get back to work. Seen some of the guys come into the facility already this morning to get treatment. So I think that the fact that they've won this NFC East title is fantastic, but it's time to move on to the next one.
Larry, let me ask you one thing. One of the guys that I he'll get credit, and he deserves it, is D'Angelo Hall. For his coverage on Dez Bryant, Josh Wilson had the one interception, countless corner blitzes off the blind side of Tony Romo, the inside-outside pass rush pressure designed by Jim Haslett and the defensive coaching staff. What do you say about this defense, which, again, creates and continues to force turnovers and helps this team win in just as many ways as the offense, quite honestly?
Well, I mean, I think just as the offense seems to be getting better, the defense definitely is getting better. I thought that was their best overall game of the year. And, yeah, the Cowboys missing guys. This guy was hurt that. But that's the story with every team right now. Nobody's got their full complement of players. And this is where your depth is tested. And, obviously Romo made some very poor decisions. I can't imagine what they're thinking about him down there now. Not that I really care that much after a big Redskin win. But, he was horrible, and the Redskins took advantage of it. And what can you say about Rob Jackson? I mean, that was just a great interception, great anticipation. And in talking to him after the game, he gave credit to his defensive coordinator for putting him in the right position, for calling the right defense. So Haslett's on a roll right now. As much as they've got some issues at safety, another guy going down yesterday, Madu did come back, but they're pretty thin back there. He's making it happen. Jim Haslett's making it happen. Great play calls on the defense, keeping the offenses wondering where that blitz is going to come from, and they might line up six on the line and rush three, and just as long as you don't, give them too much time. And that one touchdown where he had all that time, obviously that was should have been a flag. It should have been too much time. But be that as it may, it's a beautiful day in Washington.
It is. Larry, great call last night. I know this is awesome for everybody. And you can hear kind of the elation in everybody last night at FedEx Field. And looks like, it'll be a quick week to Seattle, but it should be a hell of a ball game this Sunday afternoon against the Seattle Seahawks. And the Redskins try and keep this one going. Thanks for your time, as always. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, joining us here on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. It's presented by Verizon. Coming up next, Antoine, we will hear from the head coach, Mike Shanahan, and that Robert Griffin III. Yeah. We'll hear from them next. Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, presented by Verizon.
Bob? Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You said you'd get me on the field.
I did get you on the field.
You are Brian Arakpo, all-pro linebacker. Surely you could do better than this.
Come on, sunshine. It's game time. Squad's waiting.
This is embarrassing, Brian. They've got me on the bottom of the pyramid.
You know what else is embarrassing? Paying too much for car insurance. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All righty, we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. Nice to have you aboard with us from the home of the 2012 NFC East champion Washington Redskins. That would be Redskins Park. Redskins against the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday afternoon at FedEx after beating the Dallas Cowboys 28-18, along with Antoine Randall. I'm Chris Russell. Why don't we go back inside the locker room and hear from, I guess, the man that has orchestrated this division championship since he walked in here a little under 3 years ago, Mike Shanahan. Later on this week, it'll be 3 years to the day from when he was hired. And it took a lot longer than a lot of people wanted it to, but I think they built it right, and they've built it to sustain the success, I believe, year in, year out, because it's not just about the quarterback. But why don't we hear, Antoine, from the head coach.
Can you put in the words how this feels for you? It's been a long time for this city to win an NFC East title, and you guys won one tonight.
Yeah, I'm so proud of our players. You know, they have adversity. They fought through it. You know, they believed in each other, and, you know, they did all the work that you needed to do to give themselves an opportunity to win in the second half of the season. And, you know, they did it week by week. You don't do it all at one time, and that just shows you what type of guys we're dealing with.
They say you have to run in December. When you rush for 274 yards, that's not too shabby.
No, that's great commitment by our guys, and it takes everybody. Everybody sees how great Elford is, and you take a look at Robert, but it takes that offensive line receivers blocking as well. But it was a lot of guys, you know, playing extremely hard, and our defense kept Romo a little bit off balance. We put a couple blitzes with the inside linebackers, and kind of kept him off balance early because, he's been playing extremely well in December.
Talk about Alfred a little bit here, Coach. This kid has just been remarkable. He never goes down on the first hit, and he is such a humble kid. He is too good to be true.
Yeah, he is. He is. But, what a great compliment to him as well as the offensive line, everybody else, to get that record. You know, people don't talk about records very often, but when you get one rushing the football, I think it's special to the whole offense in general because everybody takes pride in it. It's no easy way to get it done except, work hard and, work for each other, all the things that you need to do to win. And, they've been able to do that.
If I'd have told you that you'd pass for 100 yards and run for 274, would you have believed that?
Well, sometimes, sometimes you never know what they're going to take away. And when they do take away the pass and they keep an extra guy over there, take away some of our play action passes, you got to be able to run the football. And we're able to do that today.
All right, that's head coach Mike Shanahan with Larry and Sonny last night. And Alfred Morris, clearly, again, the main story. But Robert Griffin III, Antoine, again, not the best passing day. We know he was limited running. But as we talked about, the read zone fake and the quarterback pullouts leading to the touchdown, 6 for 63, enough to kind of keep, again, the Cowboys guessing and, I guess, for lack of a better term, messing with their minds a little bit.
Well, they have to honor. When you got a kid like RG3, they have to be able to honor Robert's ability to run. I mean, they're not sure where Robert was coming into the game. As the game went on, they kind of see that he wasn't didn't have that spark in his step, but at the same time, they have to honor him because he can get around the edge. Obviously, he can turn on in terms of running and speed and obviously being able to throw the ball. So they try to take away the dimension of throwing the football and getting it downfield, especially some of the deep throws. But for the most part, they still had to just honor him in terms of him being that threat. And obviously with Alfred Morris and the blocking up front from the offensive line certainly made that a whole different atmosphere in terms of being able to run the football in the way that they did. So you got to, again, got to give credit to the offensive line and Kyle Shanahan and getting this thing dialed up and, like I said, staying with the run.
All right, before we go too far, why don't we hear from Robert Griffin III last night after the division championship was won.
Robert, you are in the winner's circle tonight. The Redskins are. You're continuing. You're headed into the playoffs. What were some of the keys to this victory tonight?
Just guys being unselfish. No matter whose number was called, I think everybody stepped up to the plate. You know, we had offensive linemen go down. The routes down the field weren't open. We had to run the ball. I had to throw checkdowns, which is very boring football for a football player. But at the end of the day, when you win a game, it's – and, you know, the magnitude of this game, not very many people understand. And I'm sure I don't understand it as much because I haven't been here. This is just my first year. But I could definitely feel it from the veterans in the locker room that this meant a lot to them.
When you can rush the ball for 274 yards and we only throw it for 100, the running game was working.
I mean, it's lovely. And what people don't realize, it's not about the stats. It's not about the 200, 300-yard passing games. It's about moving the ball and winning. And, I was able to help the team move the chains on the zone read. And that's all that matters. You know, I didn't score on the zone read. I did in the red zone. I scored on one. But, it wasn't, big 30, 40-yard gains, but it was 5 and 6 yards here and there. And that helps the team stay in rhythm.
63 yards rushing, and I'm not going to call you a running quarterback.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, we got the win. That's all that matters.
All right, Robert Griffin III with Sonny and Larry there. Whether you call him a rushing quarterback or not, the bottom line is the threat of the run
right. Is
almost just as effective as the run itself.
And him running the ball is not your average quarterback running the ball because he can go the distance on you at any time.
Even when he's slow and hobbled, he can still make magic yards, work to the tune of 10 yards per carry plus. All right, a guy who made more than his own share of magic, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, again finishing second in the NFL, and now the all-time single-season franchise rushing leader is Alfred Morris, the 6th-round pick out of Florida Atlantic, and he is with us on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Alfred, first of all, this team has won 7 straight, and you've made the playoffs. You're NFC East champs. First off, how does that feel to you?
It feels great. Redskins finally returning to glory. We still got to continue to take it one game at a time like we've been since the bye week. Now just the sky's the limit.
You got a smile on Alfred's face, Sonny.
The big stage to rush for 200 yards. What is all this?
I'm not sure. I just came out and said I was going to do what I do every day, and that's give it my all. And they kept giving me the ball, and I kept on running. So, it's just a great feeling to help your team, get back to the playoffs when it's been so long with just all the hard work we put in, since that bye week. It's our 7th straight win. It's a great feeling. We feel like we're on top of the world, but we can't be content. We still have a playoff game.
We got some goals.
Yes, indeed. Ultimately, we want to get to the big bowl. So, I'm going to take it one game at a time and see what happens.
All right, give your line some props here. They did a great job for you today.
Oh, definitely. They've been doing a great job all year. Without them, that record, just what I did tonight wouldn't be possible. I give them all the credit. I'm very thankful for my O-line. Not only just the O-line, but my fullback as well, D.Y. Darrell. So
your receivers block a little bit, too.
I was getting there. But, yeah, the receivers, that's something I really didn't have in college or, high school. Just receivers, willingly want to go down there and block and taking pride in it. And just to have those guys, they will help me, get those extra yards, getting that second level and beyond that. It's because they're out there fighting their butts off.
Do you have any feeling this was going to be a special night for you tonight?
I had a good idea. I just go out there and I said I was going to give it my all, leave it all on the field. We had a game to go out there and win. They didn't want it more than we did. And we went out there and showed.
Sonny, let me tell you, this kid here is Mr. Consistency. He's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. He is now the Redskins' all-time single-season rushing leader in history.
And he deserves everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because he worked at it.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Alfred Morris. Now, I know Robert told Sal Palantoni of ESPN last night after the game, he always wanted to be with Terrell Davis because he grew up a Denver Bronco fan. Mm-hmm. Well, he said Terrell, Alfred Morris is his Terrell Davis. I mean, right. So many eerily similar traits.
Yeah. Very similar.
And yet in their biggest game, Alfred Morris saves his very best for last.
And we talk about being able to run the football. Now, well, it's one thing we do have to continue to address. I mean, it came out, they ran the ball for 200-something yards, but they have to get that passing game together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not sure. Obviously, a couple of things took place. Obviously, Robert not being as healthy as he was played probably some part in that in terms of not being able to pass the ball and get the ball downfield. But play calling will be a big thing next week. As Dallas went to some of their man-to-man coverage, were able to lock up some of the receivers on some plays, you got to think that Seattle's watching that same field and want to go and try to do some of that. But Seattle will do some more zone stuff, so there will be some holes open. But at the same time, the Redskins have to get back to being more balanced, if you will, with that pass and with that run as they move on to this game.
Well, two drops on third down, one by Garcon, one by Morgan Early, does not help. And against Brandon Browner and Richard Sherman, two of the best in the league, and Browner coming off that suspension,
right,
going to be real tough to pass the football against that secondary of Seattle next week. All right, we'll come back, put the icing on the cake on Monday morning Redskins Roundup.
Ryan, I get it. He's your buddy. He's got some ideas. I'll listen.
I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Brian Arakpo Merchandising. Hungry? Oh, Snackpo. For energy? Arakpo. And here we have the Coat Arakpo. Huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw.
Yeah!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Watch live NFL games Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights on NFL Mobile and experience football on Verizon 4G LTE.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Hi there. How are
you? Welcome back.
Why'd you do this?
Welcome back to 21 Redskins Roundup. I am Antoine Rendell along with Chris Russell. And we put a bow around this thing. The Redskins came out and played extremely well. Our division champs and are moving along. Seattle is coming into town and they have a fight on their hands, but certainly they can do it.
Yeah, the Redskins reality check is this. The reality is the Redskins are the division champions and came back from the depths of evil at 3-6 to finish at 10-6. They've won 7 in a row, and while they have their work cut out for them this Sunday, I know the coaches have to get right back to work, but as fans and as members of the media and you as a former player, we can all enjoy this for probably about 24 hours.
We can enjoy it, and then it goes back to now it's time to build it. Build it, build it, get the momentum. Boom, and then Sunday comes, and that's what it's all about.
Crescendo.
Exactly. You want to get to the peak, if you will, and certainly getting ready for this game. So, but I will say I want to give credit already because I feel like the Redskins are going to make sure they put together the game plan they need going up against Seattle and really put Russell Wilson, if you will, in the box. You know, be able to contain him. The way they come out and play is they run the ball and then they got that play action. the pass to have off play action. So that's similar to what the Redskins do, so we got to expect that next week.
One thing's for sure, the special teams need to be more special than they were last night. Not very good, quite honestly.
Right.
And that kind of gets lost in a win. But that will be stuff to talk about throughout the week. Thanks for joining us on Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. We're back next week after the Redskins hopefully beat the Seattle Seahawks. See you then on Redskins.com and CSNWashington.com.